Jaime Garcia and the Yankees are hosting the Twins, the club that sent Garcia to New York, and Garcia gets some early run support.
Ahead of Santana, 2-1, no score. And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball, right center field, in trouble. Back to the wall is Rosario staring, and that is gone. Make it 44 for Judge. Towering, slicing drive to the seats in right center. 1-0 New York. Sanchez sets up inside, and the 0-2 is strike three called. Fastball 92, so Dozier locked up, and Jaime Garcia has struck out 7 through 3 scoreless innings.
Swung on a miss, big cut by Polanco. And here's strikeout number 9, and Jaime Garcia is getting a nice hand.
0-2 here in the eighth with one out and the pitch. He got him. No, Sanchez again could not hang on. No, it's a swing and a miss, not a foul ball. So it's a strikeout. 103 down and inside. So three pitches and there's out number two. And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball into right center field, but playable for Aaron Judge. On the grass, he'll call it and catch it, and the Twins cannot score.
Use your hands. Let him provide the power.
And the 1-2, swag and a miss, he struck him out. 104 ends it from Chapman of the Yankees. Win by 1-2-1 in game one of this vital three-game series.
Chapman gets a five-out save, and the Yankees win 2-1. The Yankees have now won 12 of 16, and they extend to a five-game lead over the Twins for the top American League wildcard slot. Ervin Santana takes his first defeat since July 21st. So the Twins cannot solve Jaime Garcia or the Yankees' bullpen on Monday. Minnesota collects just 4 total hits in the game. Here's the Twin skipper, Paul Molitor.
Well pitched on both sides. Ervin battled. I thought he did a nice job. Judge, got a hold of one, and then he held down the fort for the most part and gave us an opportunity. The first and third, nobody out. We got one in, but we kind of didn't take advantage of trying to maybe put together an inning there. And then, the run that they finally scored, a couple of hits and a wild pitch and a sacrifice fly. And we know their bullpen's tough. It's a tough team to come from behind on. We had an opportunity there, got some guys on base, and, they kind of took over with velocity from that point forward. So it was a good game. Frustrating that you only get 4 hits. I thought we got a little over-aggressive off Garcia. We chased a lot of pitches, didn't keep him in the zone. That was kind of the plan, but... we had a good slider tonight, and we kept swinging at it. I think he was smart enough to see that we were having trouble laying off pitches, so he didn't challenge us in fastball counts very often. He relied on us being aggressive. So he's not typically known as a big strikeout guy, but, I don't know how many of ours were out of the zone, but it seemed the majority of them were.
Ervin Santana's final line in this game, 2 runs on 7 hits over 5 2/3. The veteran righty falls to 15-8 on the year.
Feels good. Every time you got a game like that, close game, it's everything was working how I wanted,
What's the Aaron Judge home run in the first, what was that?
It was fastball. He's a fastball hitter, so every time he make a good contact, where the ball's going to go, so.
Ervin, you have 2 more starts, and then maybe another game here 2 weeks from tomorrow. In that game, take this as the performance that day?
No, I'm going to pitch better than this one. So I think if we get the chance to come here again, we just have to win no matter how. So
you learned things today that you would use 2 weeks from now?
Not at all. Just another game. Don't try to change anything. Just pitch the way how I've been pitching the whole year.
The Twins will try to even up their series in the Bronx on Tuesday night when Jose Berríos makes the start.